Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Call to worship. God of the prophets, call to us today. Call us into your ways of love, justice, and righteousness. God of the poets, remind us again how much you love us. Sing to us your ways of love, justice, and righteousness. God of the disciples, teach us how to follow you. Teach us your ways of love, justice, and righteousness. God of all creation, help us to know your ways. We gather to hear your call, to sing your praise, to teach each other, to pray and worship as the body of Christ.
Praises before him, and let the amazing
our affirmation of faith. There is one hope, one calling to which we are called. The hope in our lives is Jesus. The hope, one calling to which we are called, the call we must answer is God's. There is one faith, one hope, one Lord of us all. The Lord of our lives is Jesus. There is one baptism, one Father, one Mother of all. The Creator who calls us is God. We are one body, one family, one church, woven by the Spirit with bonds of peace. With Christ's children throughout all of this earth, we are one body in unity and love. Amen. Our first scripture reading is the 84th Psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you.
Thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. Tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. I will give songs of praises. 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 I will give songs of praises to thee.
If you have your Bibles this morning, join me as we read our scripture text from the 6th chapter of John, verses 56 through 69. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You've probably heard the saying, if you can't stand the heat, then get out of the kitchen. Now, that's not a reference to the way that I cook, but if you like things done crispy on the outside, then I'm your guy. But the saying suggests that if something is a bit much for you, a bit stressful, a bit heated, then you should get away from the problem, turn your back on it, and chill out somewhere else. For some people, they see it as a bad thing, losing face, bottling it, standing down. They think that Jesus' commandment to turn the other cheek is a bit weakened, so they withstand any amount of confrontation, no matter what trouble it lands them in. But I don't think that Jesus ever asked us to do anything simple or easy, and for that reason alone, it must be worth trying to follow. For every difficult situation I encounter, whether it's at my school, or here at the church, or wherever it may be, I'm forced to struggle with my own emotions and my own desire to build up my own pride. Following him means I have to seek out another way. Sometimes it is really hard to act out the "what would Jesus do" mantra, isn't it? In this morning's reading, we hear Jesus suggesting much the same to his disciples. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. After a particularly heavy round of teaching, large numbers of Jesus' followers have given up. Things are too difficult. Lifestyle is just too hard. Or too much effort is required. They were impressed by the healing of all those sick people, and the thought of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 was excellent. Free food for life. But Jesus' real message was coming through. Turn back to God, say sorry, and live your life properly according to God's wishes. All those people who thought the feeding of the 5,000 was a picnic were sadly mistaken. The heat was too great, and they got out of the kitchen. So Jesus turns to Peter and asks him if he's off too. After all, he has a fishing business and probably a wife to go back to. But here, Peter gives the game completely and reveals in his reply that he has discovered who Jesus really is. Where else are we going to go? Because Peter has worked out that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah, the Holy One, he cannot leave, and neither can the others. Jesus, he knows and speaks with real authority on things that really matter, and his message must be the truth by virtue of who he is. Yes, the teachings of Jesus are hard. Yes, the call to life, a Christian life, is difficult. And yes, it's very hard to turn the other cheek and to walk away from confrontation. We struggle with that on a daily basis, and the difficulty that I face in my daily life to follow him is probably reflected in all of us here. It's probably known as well to those 12 or so disciples who opted to stay with him in today's gospel. I feel the same as Peter, for as he said, "You have the words of eternal life." And I now know that I, like Peter, cannot turn around and walk away. In my case, that means turning away from the habits of my previous life, following him into the ministry, and continuing to serve him there. But this inescapable message is there for all of us to hear, and he will call you too. Not necessarily down the same line as me, but a calling just the same to the life that he wishes for all of us. Fulfilled, happy, at peace with ourselves and with our neighbors. Kitchens in the early 1800s were extremely hot, miserable, dangerous, hard work, sweaty. They drained your energy and I imagine were very stinky. One might say that Jesus was cooking something up in the kitchen. It's a recipe for eternal life. If we were to look back to verse 51 of the passage, and I know that our scripture text is 56 through 69, but humor me if you will. If we looked back to verse 51 of the passage, he says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up." Jesus is saying we need to be a partaker of the person of Jesus Christ. His merits, his qualities, his passions, his privileges, his freedom, his character, his forgiveness. Jesus creates much more heat in the kitchen than Scripture tells us. In verse 52, it would say, "Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, 'How can this man give us his flesh to eat?' Not only did the Jews get confused, but so did the disciples. Verse 66 said, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, 'Do you also want to go away?'" Jesus has that old kitchen as hot as he intended it to be. He told them and he tells them that he is the living bread. Now, what Jesus says is like putting two more logs in the old wood stove. It's going to get really hot. "Verily, truly, I tell you," says Jesus, "unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." It's verse 53. Jesus is living bread. Now remember, our fathers ate food in the wilderness and they died. But Jesus is the bread from heaven, living bread, living nourishment, living healthiness. If you want to live, you have to eat and drink. Jesus has got that kitchen roasting by now. He reveals he is the Word made flesh. He came down. Jesus is the Word of God in human form. We can always be strengthened by what he says to us in the gospel. His words are trustworthy and true, and he remains for us, as John 14:6 says, "the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus got that old cook stove hot. He claims he will be lifted on a bloody cross. Verse 51 said, "This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. John 3:14-15. As if the old kitchen wasn't hot enough, now he claims Jesus is given for the life of the world. John 3:16, that we all know, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So verily, truly, I tell you," in verse 53, says Jesus, "unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Finally, friends, that kitchen is the place of heat, hard stuff, hard times, but it's also the place where good stuff is made. The good stuff, Jesus, is not dead, lifeless bread, but he is living bread, breathing bread, life-sustainable bread. The good stuff, Jesus, the Word made flesh, came to us that we might be brought to the Father. The good stuff, Jesus, made a way to heaven. He was lifted up that we might be raised up. The good stuff, Jesus, is given for the life of the world that we might be forgiven. Jesus gives us a recipe for eternal life. It's living bread, the Word made flesh. He's lifted on a bloody cross and he's given for the life of the world to eat the bread and drink the blood. So the phrase, "If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen," was not one of Jesus' teachings. Although he taught us a lot about humility and strength under pressure, and he told us to forgive those who put us down, what he really shows us is that once we hear the message, that means eternal life. As Peter put it, you really can't turn away from it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus into the world to be broken for me on the cross and to shed his lifeblood so that by faith I might live and be imparted with his eternal resurrected life. I pray, God, that I will withstand the fire brought about by this world, a world that has turned its back on Jesus, that like Peter, I would recognize that there is only one way, one truth, and one life, and that is through and by Jesus. Thank you that I'm a part of the new creation in Christ simply by accepting him by faith. To you be all praise, glory, and honor. We pray these things as Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it all? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I will hold your people in my heart.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.